behind this tree.
All I've been hearing recently is no, no, and no.
But Mr. President, it simply will not work. Slavery is a part of our society. Without it, who will work on our farms?
Nonsense, Senator. I believe the declaration that all men are created equal is the greatest fundamental principle of our country, and that slavery goes against that principle. It must be abolished.
It is too dangerous to try and push this bill through the House of Representatives. It will fail. And remember, we are still at war.
I feel the heavy burden of this war every day, sir. Look at these soldiers. They are little more than children, marching off to die for what they believe in. The war will end, and soon. However, slavery must end too. It is morally and politically wrong.
I bid you good day.
He's coming over here.
Slavery must be abolished. But to risk everything.
What?
Who are you?
Oh. Hello, Mr. President.
Boy, what are you doing here?
My name's Amber, and... Don't listen to the senator, Mr. President. Slavery is a terrible thing.
The senator is a good man, and he has much to lose. But maybe the senator is right. Maybe this is the wrong time. War is nearly over. I need to choose. Should I bring peace at the cost of keeping slavery? Or should I free the slaves, but risk keeping us at war?
It is the right time. One day all the American people will thank you for this.
You can fool all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time. But you cannot fool all the people all the time.
You don't need to fool anybody. You will convince everyone, and slavery will be abolished.
You speak as if you know the future.
I come from the future, where there are no more slaves. Would you like me to show you?
I don't have time for jokes, boy.
This isn't a joke. Put your hand over my watch.
Very well. What's happening? How did we get here?
Nothing to be alarmed about. We just traveled through time to 1955, and we're about to see something very important indeed. Let's get on this bus.
You there, black woman. Get out of your seat. There's a white man that wants to sit in it. Get up.
No.
Why don't you stand up?
I don't think I should have to stand up.
Well, if you don't stand up, I'm gonna have to call the police and have you arrested.
You may do that.
Let's go.
I don't understand. Why is this so important?
Well, you freed the slaves. But for a long time, they weren't really free, as they didn't have equality. Rosa Parks, the woman we just saw who refused to move out of her seat, ignited the civil rights movement and set in motion events that ensured that the rights of all people, regardless of the color of their skin, were equally protected by the law.
I see. That's amazing.
Put your hand over my watch, sir.
That's That's the White House, but it looks different.
The year is 1965, and the Voting Rights Act is about to be passed through Congress. It will mean that any American citizen, from any background, has the right to vote.
I've always hoped that this would happen one day. I'm lost for words.
Put your hand over my watch for the last time.
Where are we now? These people. Look at their clothes.
Dude, nice Lincoln costume.
It's 2008. We're in Chicago, and the first black president of the United States of America has just been voted into power.
My goodness. Who would believe it? Please, take me home. I need to sit. There was an old poet who said, "Truth is the daughter of time." You have shown me the truth, Amber. And it seems that maybe I was born for a reason. America is a place where all things are possible. And for a long time, I have dreamed of a future where all men are equal. Through the 13th Amendment, it is now time for me to make this happen. Thank you, Amber.
Thank you, Mr. President. And goodbye.
Boring you, am I, Miss Adams? Or are you daydreaming again? You probably think the 13th Amendment is something to do with the lunch menu changing in the school cafe. Do you take me for a fool, Miss Adams? Do you even know anything about Abraham Lincoln?
Well, as President Lincoln once said, you can fool all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time. But you cannot fool all the people all the time.
Do go on.
He abolished slavery by adding the 13th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. And under his command, the North went on to win the War of Independence.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.